Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey guys, just before the episode starts, two things. Do not listen to this podcast until you've seen The Last Jedi. Do not. And also, if you want this in a visual form, this entire show is also up on YouTube, and you can follow Jason and I as we stroll around Disney's Burbank Studios. That is youtube.com/Steel Wars. Here's the audio version.
All right. Wait, hold on.
All right, we're just at Disney. I think you can see the Disney things. Oh, there's Mickey Mouse's water thing just there, and we've just come out of The Last Jedi.
Yeah.
Wow.
What do you say?
I'm confused and perplexed and empty of tears. I'm tearless. I'm about to get on a plane back to Australia, and customs will say, "What do you have to declare?" I'll say, "No tears."
Nothing.
No tears. I got plenty of stickers, but no tears. Jason.
All of your Snoke theories did officially suck.
No. Your Snoke theory sucked. They're done, son. They didn't matter. They sucked. It's in the past now. Put it away in the past. They sucked. What about your reports? Did they suck?
Little sucky, little good, little sucky. Back and forth. Some of the really good stuff ended up not being in the movie. Some of the good reports, I should say.
Ah, okay, so he's going for that.
Oh, yeah.
Deleted scenes.
I'll have about 4 months of some guy on Reddit say something, and then the Blu-ray will come in, and they'll be like, oh, well, F him anyway.
The Luke Skywalker, the battle Luke Skywalker, how he looked sort of like the concept drawing Luke Skywalker from The Force Awakens. Good.
Everything about...
And as we pan, Amanda?
Yeah.
What did you think?
So many twists, so many turns. I'm still digesting. It was a lot.
There was a lot of fantasy aspects to it.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like just...
Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, just sort of fantasy disappearing things, and
a lot of it reminded me of Superman 3. I mean, like, there was a lot of like Fortress of Solitude moments, if you will.
It reminded me of Return of the Jedi more than Superman 3.
Princess Leia even had a Superman moment.
Oh my god.
When Luke walked through the cave. And okay, but where's that Disney cheer? When Luke came through the cave,
yeah,
and started speaking to Leia, I was like, damn. Jacqueline, what did you think? Randy?
I didn't get to see Star Wars. I stayed over here at Star Wagon.
It was good. You went into the wrong room.
Yeah, I went into the wrong room, but it was good. Catering is fantastic.
Oh, but that showdown. How far are we going in this?
This is it. This is like.
I mean, this is like we can talk about.
We
everything,
can. Yeah.
Anything?
Yeah.
Yeah, because the showdown between Luke, the sort of high noon moment with Kylo. And then, what I'm coining as the double Kenobi, the become more powerful than you could possibly imagine, double Kenobi'd him! That was...
The bit, the frame where it's like, it's a side shot and Kylo's at one side and Luke's at the end, mm-hmm. at the other end, and it's like that real, like in it, it's a bit of a gunslinger thing.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't believe I'm seeing this.
Yeah.
Like, is this photoshopped? like, I can't believe, like, I was saying to Amanda, when Luke came through the cave to, like, see Leia, I was done. I was, he did ignite the green.
Well, wait, was it green?
No, in the past.
Oh, in the past. Yeah.
Not quite how I wanted it to go down. Why? Where is that, his green saber?
So, okay. The thing I'm walking away with, though, is so because Luke does apologize, Kylo's not lying about Luke, right? Luke did go. Luke figured out he was a punk and was like, I'm going to end this now. Mm. And he was like, hey, dude, I'm just sleeping here,
it's,
man.
It's like what someone should have done to you years ago.
Yeah. Well, that's how I ended up like that. But, no, that was like the moment where I was like, oh man, like the problem, I don't have a problem with the movie. I loved everything about the movie. The problem with the movie was that there were so many big things. I was like, how do we go and watch like Finn, like being a resistance guy after what just happened? Oh, after somebody just got bisected, how do we go? And like I felt like any of that could have been the end of the movie. But that's how good it was.
Yeah. What about the pyromaniac antics of Jedi Master Yoda?
Yeah, I had the same kind of cognitive dissonance, though, about Yoda that I had when I saw the 1998, whatever, Phantom Menace trailer from this. And I was just like, dude, like, it's like Yoda, but it's not? Like, I think he should have been CGI. I think that just being...
There's like, some like, shots where he looked really good and some where he looked like he had a little chin.
But that's how he is. He was just shot so carefully, I think, on the original Empire film. It looks good. And in Return of the Jedi, he looks ridiculous. Like, if you just step away as don't look at it.
Step off, buddy. Step off.
You got it. You have that.
Step off.
We have that kid focus that we never lost about it. But if we saw that movie as adults, we'd be saying the same thing. So on the one hand, I give it a pass. On the other hand, I'm like, oh man, I know what you guys were that Yoda. It does look pretty good, but it doesn't look like him in a way.
Okay, so
it's him and it's not.
Here is what I've got a few things in common with Rian Johnson. Mm-hmm. I think we both love Star Wars. We're both Luke Skywalker. We both think it's really cool when we were little to be. Sorry.
Are you folks waiting for anybody?
We're waiting for you to tell us to move, I think.
Well, I just can't keep an eye on you. If you're done, it's time to go.
Okay. Sorry, Mike.
Talk about the iron.
Yeah. That was, you know what was funny was, that was one of the things was I had seen a lot of this laundry room, and that was a really big set. So when that came up on screen, I'm like, no, they're actually doing it.
Was a little ode to Hardware Wars.
Yeah, pretty much.
No, but
the first Star Wars spoof.
So, yeah, I reckon Rian Johnson, when he was little, loved being in between two mirrors and going, whoa, we just keep going. That bit I was sort of just like, come on, give us something.
Give us something to hang on to.
But there's a, it pushed start, like it did not go how I would think. Luke Skywalker was correct.
I don't think Phasma's dead. I don't think so.
I think
she's gonna come back. She's gonna be all disfigured. I think that like where the hole is on the helmet, she's gonna be all burned up right there.
Who cares what happens to her? At this, like this, all this other stuff's happened, and you're worried about the silver.
I don't want to. I don't want to lose any of it. I don't want to. It's all too good. I don't want to let any of it go.
Guys, Luke Skywalker just. Died.
But he didn't. We just saw him sitting with this green homie.
And then all Jason wanted to do was find out who Warwick Davis played in the credits.
Well, at the end, because I know you Twitter people, you guys won't give me peace.
All right, let's cross the road safely.
Come on, Declan.
Oh.
But,
Corey, what did you think?
Dude, I'm with you. I don't know what to think right now because it's such a, so many things happened, you know?
Oh.
I don't know. But I do agree with you on Yoda though.
The work on Yoda was great. I'm not like even knocking it, just to be clear. I just like, it's just always weird to see that guy show up when he's a little different.
Thank you.
What about the reveal of him arriving though? Like when he came, thrilling.
No, but what was funny was that I knew that went that way, but I didn't know
how good that was going to be.
When there was a few things, because I really wanted to be talking to him in the cave.
Yeah.
And then when he just said it, and it was like, I was like, damn it.
Yeah. Because, if you listen back to our episodes on the Patreon stuff, where we're talking about, we're Yoda with the tree. So I was like, I'm pretty sure Yoda's going to be in the tree with the library. Mm. And I was like, oh, what they're going to do is like this like Jedi knowledge thing. One book could save everything. But they didn't go that way. But what they did do was when Luke stashes the books on the Falcon. That was a nice little moment. Now the fucking big thing was that end. That little boy, is that it? Is that the Rian Johnson spinoff thing? Is that where that's going?
I don't know. I think it's.
I mean, it was a really cool ending and way left field for a Star Wars movie.
I thought that bit led into Harry Potter.
Yeah, right. But I mean, I don't know. It just kind of felt like. That feels like that could be something. I felt like that was special. I'm curious if it was.
Yeah, I felt maybe that bit was a little bit after credits thing that we're just going to put at the end of the film because we can't do after credits.
Yeah.
Like the one thing about the tone that I would like more subdued, like too much humor where there maybe shouldn't have been humor. Like,
I'm curious about that stuff on the 500th view. Like, this was our first view of it, but there's a certain point where we stop taking the movie as seriously as we do, and we just start to enjoy it, you know, as what it is. And I'm curious at that point if that stuff...
We're going to start enjoying the films?
Well, no, I enjoy the film, but there's like, we watch it right now with this laser focus. Like, we are hearing the most important words to ever, like, been said in the history of the world. Yeah.
I've never stared at anything more intently. Right. That was way worse than The Force Awakens. Like, I was so worried about Luke, so worried about what he was going to do.
I was worried about Finn in that one moment. I was like, come on. I'm all, you can't get rid of everybody here. And I remembered back when he talked about the, at Kimmel, when he talked about the porgs on the Falcon, and they're just like, what can you do? during the break, and I was like, oh, it's what can you do, because he's gonna die right now. No, he doesn't care, he's just...
He hadn't even been on the Falcon at that point, so that should have been your clue that he lived.
No, people know me what happens on a ship. On another set is irrelevant.
Interesting. He said he was
filming. Don't sass me, okay, on TV.
You just got a mandate.
No, you know what I mean? Like, Mark Hamill said all kinds of stuff about Force Awakens, and he was not in the movie. You know what I mean?
But he already told me he was in episode 9.
Who, Hamill did?
No, John Boyega.
Oh, okay.
In the interview at, like...
Yeah. Don't you follow Steel Wars on YouTube?
Yeah, but...
Come on.
But I mean, but hey, there are some big things that shifted around in that film, though. And then anything could happen. But then what we knew back then could have changed during reshoots and by the end of the edit, so anything was possible.
That is Jason washing his hands of all responsibility.
No. I told you that tree burned down, and that tree burned down.
This is the Purell of Star Wars
spoilers. What did you guys think of Chewie's barbecue?
Oh.
The Chewie barbecue.
Horrible. Chewie's barbecue was... So sad.
Yeah.
I've never been closer to being a vegetarian in my life.
Well, he's gotta eat too. You know? But I was pretty happy with how things generally were heavy and then light, heavy and light. I thought that Rian Johnson did a really good job of not letting it stick to one thing or to fall one way too heavy. It always remembered to be fun, but he didn't do anything where stuff wasn't important. Like, people died, people lived, people, you know, I mean, like, the moments, they were all there. So, I don't know, I'm just extremely happy.
I enjoyed it, but I'm just so worked off.
Yeah, like, no, I don't know what to think.
Like, the Luke, when he came back at the end and he was standing there, it was just like, this is what, like, for how many, when... It, this minus 35 years or something.
Yeah.
And who's there?
Hey, Calypso Cantina music? Huh?
Oh, I missed that.
When they're in the casino, they're playing the dun 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 dun. But it's like a kind of a Calypso vibe.
Oh, what about for people that listen to our little Making Steel Wars podcast?
Which one? Which part?
The
the opening lightsaber toss.
Yeah.
If you're a Patreon, you would have heard it. Would have heard it. Predicto. Correcto.
Yeah, no, I just...
I thought he was going to throw it far, further, though.
Yeah, me too.
He was a bit of a casual mob.
Yeah, I thought her going in the water and stuff like that would have been a connect. Like, we were making logical connections between those things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it turned out she can't swim.
Not really.
Because did you see, I was like saying in a week's time, it's going to be, that's all you're going to hear, the debate about how can she swim? And I tweeted it and it started, like people were like going, yeah, how can she swim?
Oh man.
That's bullshit.
Hashtag fake Star Wars fans.
So, do you actually think that's like the end bit, the Harry Potter bit, is leading into the Rian Johnson trilogy? Or is it leading into this, they're going to make this other film called Episode 9.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard about it.
Yeah, I think it's...
I put up the first bootleg shirts.
Yeah, I just don't see how it could lead into... Like, it's got to lead... Like, you end the film to lead into the next film. I guess we'll know when it comes out.
Well, I mean, it's a little different now. I mean, these films are going to be made forever. You can do those little aside things that lead to other things, and maybe they should. And if that's how they end up doing it, I like it. I, you know what I mean? And I thought that there were a lot of like kind of poignant moments in the film where they were making sure that those stable kids that we saw. I mean, we saw those stable kids a lot of times. There were a couple of moments I think that we could have lost of them.
Well, it brings back to that. Remember they did in the Clone Wars, there was all those kid Jedi, and there was talk that was going to spin into another series.
Right.
The Lucasfilm liked it. They had to bury an idea.
Live action television series, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I think that that moment right there. I mean, it might just be the best ending, showing that Rey's out there. She has the books. There's a kid who's Harry Potter, and he's ready to go to Hogwarts with her.
Jackie's been, you know. We've been doing a Harry Potter rewatch this week, so. I knew it.
Yeah.
I'm preparing. That's right. That's the type of hardcore journalism.
I missed that.
the books were in the Falcon's little
storage. How did they get there though?
Luke put them on the Falcon when he went in there and he was like reminiscing and all that kind of stuff. Not when he was the apparition though. Like I think when he was real.
Yoda knows everything.
Right.
Yeah.
But well, wait. I am a little confused by it right now, offhand. Did he? Can he move stuff? Yeah. How did the books get there? This is one of those things that's really hard when you've only seen the movie once, and it was just.
Let's tweet Pablo now. I'm pretty sure he'll answer that question tonight.
You think so?
Before the films even come out.
You think so? He'll be like.
Oh. All right. So where? This is very hard.
Uh-huh.
But initially now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Where is it in your ladder of Star Wars films?
Oh, this is completely unfair.
Yeah, you gotta download.
But
the internet's not meant to be fair.
I know. Jeez, man. I mean, it's definitely above Force Awakens. It's definitely... Man, there's so many good moments in the movie, and that's kind of what makes something for me kind of like feel like rewatchable.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like this is a highly rewatchable Star Wars movie. And man, my favorite's Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah.
And I feel like this movie is going to be more rewatchable than Revenge of the Sith right now. And the most well-made Star Wars movie in terms of popular opinion would be Empire. And on one hand, I want to say that it's on that level, but Empire is I think a little bit more simple. a little bit like structurally simple. This movie is, it was a little bit confusing in times. Like not confusing like words and you couldn't follow along, but as in if you got up for a second, you would lose your place.
Yeah.
And so I'm not sure how that ends up faring. Like over time. I mean, I'm making like a far out prediction based off of one viewing.
But yeah, well that's I'm not gonna lock you in.
No, this video will stand a test of time. People say, I remember when you said that. You know, I did this spoiler for the Array in Force Awakens. This guy on Reddit today was going, you said that the Array was in Force Awakens, and it was, but it was cut.
Yeah.
You know, and anyways, yeah, man, that was a. I mean, I
so where you put it? Answer the question.
I'm just gonna put it as number two because I don't want to put it as number one. But right now I feel like so good about it that it's like a number one. It feels like a number one, but you can't say. You can't,
yeah.
like it's like you went on a really good date with somebody and you're saying like, I'm gonna marry them. They're better than the best person I ever went out with. But yeah, right now it feels like that.
I don't know if it's gonna go, I was so stressed.
Yeah.
I was either stressed or crying.
It was very intense.
Yeah. And I think, for me now, it's Jedi, A New Hope, this, then Empire, Force Awakens. But I'm like, I don't know if it's gonna go up or down.
Yeah, well, like so much happens in that movie that I don't know how we end up feeling about it in the big picture. Like, do we feel like moments were squandered? Or is it gonna, like it was surprising. Like Snoke's death.
Oh, that was
that. No, it was really, really good. At the same time, like that's usually like a thing you would think would be like the last part of the film, and it's not. And
it's. I find that really exciting because everything's repositioned now.
Oh no! It totally put the whole thing out kilter.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it was like, oh, you thought that just. We don't care.
Like,
and that was the best part about Rian Johnson. It was he knew what to do with character. He knew this character's done. Like we can't milk this any further. We don't need to.
The I like that episode 9.
Yeah.
It's Rey versus Kylo. No one else is in the way.
Yeah. I mean, the weird thing about it though was it felt like in the movie the movie in some ways was about like getting an internet boyfriend almost. Like they're not together, but they're kind of on AIM, and it's like 2001.
See, this is the thing about the humor that I didn't like.
Yeah,
when he was topless, which was, I have to admit, it was invigorating to see.
I thought it looked kind of weird. Do you think it looked weird?
He's
like a weird physique though.
It looked like he was photoshopped onto a He-Man. Action Man, like the 12-inch G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
It looks like if you had a Kylo Ren 12-inch figure and you took his top off.
Yeah.
Like that's what Hot Toys would give him. Like that sort of thing. But when she made the joke about putting the top back on or something, I was like, come on, you're communing with your arch rival.
It could have been on the toilet. Just let's just be happy. He just needed to put the shirt on.
And that's why he's not allowed to make Star Wars.
But at the end, I guess if I had something that was unsatisfying about it, was that it like I didn't. I feel like he was gonna decided to be evil still, but a part of me kind of doesn't understand like necessarily why. And then when they both kind of fight over the saber. I like that Harry Potter moment was pretty good, like when they fight over it, like that was cool. But then they were just like, well, bye. I felt like they had more to say to each other.
Yeah.
And I kind of wanted there to be a little bit more, I'm a dummy, I wanted it more explained to me about how they both felt about it. And it was sort of like it was, it kind of pulled the Force Awakens where it's like, we're implying a bunch of stuff, but we're not telling you right here what it is.
I liked that, and it was like a sweet prequel nod that as soon as like, it's like, hey, we can rule, me and you. And also like, it was like, you know, it was like back to Anakin and Padme, it was back to Darth Vader and Luke Skywalker. Like I liked that, the symmetry of it all. And like Rey was just doing the most Emperor's Throne Room Luke Skywalker, like for a lot of that stuff, like in the elevator, but when they're standing before they got up to Snoke's throne room and stuff.
Yeah.
So,
Snoke even quotes?
Lying about her parents?
Nah.
I hope not.
Oh, Jackie.
What?
You are the worst part of the internet. That you.
Why?
No, because we've all been like going,
my Ray theory stuff.
Yeah, like who's Ray's parents? And then they say, and now you're like going,
was it lying?
What if?
My evil wife.
No, but that's what I, that was my like wish.
It was too easy.
My like wish for that though, was that it, because the problem with even like the hero's journey, Joseph Campbell stuff and all of that, like it all appeals to this higher power structure that only princes and princesses are the ones who can save us.
Yeah.
If you're a peasant or a pauper, get lost. You need them to help you. And so I like the idea that, you know, her parents were just a couple of drunks. Because most of us don't have parents that are princes and princesses and kings and queens. They are just a couple of drunks. Right? But no, but it's true. And I think that on one hand, that is a good message to send. That it doesn't really matter where you came from. And all the Star Wars fans on the internet, that's all they care about is where these people come from. It's almost like a royal obsession. Like they don't care about the English royal, they care about these fake ones. And so I like that it's completely just saying that's not important. That what you do is important.
It's not important.
Important.
Yeah. Hogs everywhere. The last shot of them all chatting, I guess the Ewok celebration one was weird as well, but they seemed a bit upbeat for, I don't know, they just did get their ass kicked, but I guess, I don't know. I think it's those sort of things that when you watch it the first time, it's so jarring.
The Porgs were good. I thought normally those characters, they like overplay them and put them in there too much. But it was just like a sprinkling.
But look at your t-shirt.
You know what? I liked the Porgs. There wasn't too much. It wasn't overkill. It was
cute enough. I thought there was more.
I thought it was going to be made really kiddy.
I thought.
The crystal dogs.
Were the pork babies in there?
Yeah.
I think Ray. Oh, the nest was in there.
No, yeah. When Ray said life or something, she was seeing
that little montage. Yeah.
Like, right. That was weird. The montage with like the plants. I was like, but that my thing with Star Wars is like, just keep it the same.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
no. Okay.
There's new stuff, I'm like,
yeah. No, I like though that it was opening the vernacular of how to show ideas of the Force and stuff like that. Because in a way, it's kind of a cheat when you just like sort of rewrite some like monk stuff, and they're like, yeah, that's Jedi stuff. Like, I like that he did a lot of showing and not just telling.
Yeah.
And that's what was good. And that was one of the things I thought about George Lucas and the prequels that was sort of a failing by Lucas, was that I was like, you're not really a shower, not a teller.
Yeah. The fact that we got those extended flashbacks multiple times, that was heavy. And I love...
It was sort of a Rashomon thing where we saw that same scene from different perspectives.
Yeah, I loved that Luke figure from 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Like with the more... like Luke Skywalker haircut and stuff.
Do you remember that poster?
And but you know when he like did the apparition?
Yeah.
It was back to the old haircut.
Yeah. No, he was Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
And no, there's this moment with Poe and he's flying the X-Wing, and I'm pretty sure I had a poster in the 90s of that exact, of Luke Skywalker in the X-Wing.
What do you mean in the X-Wing? Oh, in the X-Wing, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I think there's actually a shot that Rian Johnson did that was a poster from the 90s.
Oh, really? What poster?
Yeah, it's Luke in the X-Wing, and like the way that the cockpit was shot and everything, it was like exactly the same. So I'm going to try to find this poster when I get home tonight, because I need to show you. Because I'm like pretty sure that exact shot of the poster, I'm just guessing that Rian Johnson or whoever came up with the visual like had that poster. They were like, we need to do that, because they shot the cockpits from outside in a much different way than they did in the other Star Wars films. And I thought that was really cool. Actually, I thought everything with like Poe was pretty much really good.
All right, so apart from Harry Potter, are there big questions coming out of this?
There were more answers than questions, yes. This one, surprisingly. Like, I mean, yeah, I don't see...
I love the answer to the Snoke one. It's like, it doesn't matter, he's dead.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Yeah, no, it's... I mean, I thought that there would be, in a way, I'm like almost pissed off that books like Aftermath were like, you can't touch him, Rex can't be him, can't happen. It could have happened, it would have been fine. But, wow, yeah, I mean, the real question I have now is like, do Rey and Luke and Kylo or Ben, do they still have that connection?
No,
and,
well,
and how will you know?
Well, Snoke said it was him. He was like
he was the one that was in that. Well, he was in their heads.
Yeah, right? He was like AT&T of the Force.
Yeah,
like, and now the service is cut.
Okay, so without Snoke, that connection is completely severed.
Yeah, I would imagine. Well, if that's well, he said he was the one putting them together.
Yeah,
and you know, that was his whole plan. Snoke was dope. Love him. Love Snoke.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry to see him go.
He quoted Palpatine a few times.
Yeah, it was getting pretty Palpatine-y and the music, and I was just like...
Yeah.
Halfway through it, I was like, if it does turn out to be one of those things...
Yeah.
Egg. Face.
I did really, really like that they were like, Canto Bite's beautiful. Look deeper. This place is, I mean, like all of this opulence comes at a price. I'm glad that that Star Wars being run by Disney sent that message.
Yeah, well, there was that message. There was animal cruelty.
Mm-hmm.
And
child labor stuff going on.
Yeah, so, but yeah, I liked, you know, when he showed both sides, you know, they made X-Wings and TIE Fighters.
Mm-hmm.
That just brought this, like realism and, like, a bit of a slap in the face of, like, ugh. And it also showed his, you know, his, like, am I good or bad? It showed his point of view that it's like, well, they're all whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to do what's best for me.
Yeah, they were all profiteers, so he was going to, yeah. Yeah, he was, that character was... I like that character a lot, actually.
He's pretty good. But was it the guy that they were looking for? Or no. Was it the dude that was playing? He was the guy. Yeah. Okay.
I'm making Star Wars scoop, by the way.
Uh-huh.
Huh? Huh? Yeah. And, they were there to find him. But then they just ended up running into him in jail.
And, Will the Force.
Yeah. That was amazing, though.
Holdo.
Mm-hmm.
Her death.
That was a good one.
I was worried she's gonna be bad.
But it was
ten.
Okay. You have a flight that you need to get ready for.
What time is it? Alright.
I was surprised that if they didn't swap Leia and Holdo. Leia could have stayed on the ship, considering that we've lost Carrie now, and Leia could have done the I'm gonna stay behind because she's all I lost so much.
Yeah.
I thought for sure they were. I sort of thought they were gonna do, and then when it went the other way, still for a minute I thought Leia was gonna stun her, and then get on the ship herself.
But I guess what do you mean change it?
Yeah, because like you could have done that. They could have done that with easily with editorial. So I was kind of surprised. So it makes me wonder though that had to have been in their minds at some point. And so I wonder what their idea, they must have a very good idea.
I think it's like the classier way just to like, let's not CGI her just after
she's No, bad. They wouldn't have had
to. I know, but they would have to do some sort of snipping. That,
and Carrie's plastic surgery, she looks CGI sometimes. She does, I'm just saying. She looks a little CGI at times.
The bit where she floated through space.
Yeah. The Superman.
I'm gonna have to get my head around accepting that. I thought it was a little bit. It was sort of, and it wasn't explained or like no one freaked. I was like, are people just like, yeah, she's just got this power all the time, or like it never got reflected on that she did this amazing feat.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they didn't even show her collapse inside.
Mm.
They just like
maybe that's
they just cut right out of it.
So. All right, well. We better wrap it up because I've got to fly back to Australia now to do the Melbourne premiere, and there'll be a podcast, like we do a midnight premiere and then a live comedy podcast reacting to it with tons of Star Wars loving comedians in Melbourne. So check that out on iTunes or steelwars.com. Where can we see you, Jason?
MakingStarWars.net.
And up on the store, steelwars.com, coming at you. It should be up by the time you watch this. The updated Your Snoke Theory Sucked t-shirt. We had 2 years of sweet, sucky theories, and now we just kiss it all goodbye. Your Snoke Theory Sucked. It's going to be great. Subscribe to the channel. Do all that cool stuff. Enjoy
I hope you guys liked it. I hope you guys saw it before you watched this. But subscribe, we're doing stuff forever. And subscribe to the podcast as well. And it was awesome to see it with you, man.
It's an amazing time.
Could you hear me?
Oh, yeah. Everyone good.
And may that force be with you. Ignite the green. He did. Oh, one last thing. There's no way Luke's not coming back as a Force Ghost in episode 9. Episode 9, Force Ghost. Ignite the ghost.
Of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.